time to keep your secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Let's just say that I can help make your life a bit easier.
It is Sunday, boys and girls, and it's the Sunday edition of Butch on Sports, naturally here. I'm Simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls, for this, yes, this Sunday edition of Butch on Sports. Glad that you're able to tune in and tell your friends Butch on Sports is alive and well. How about some sports news that you can't get enough of here? And it's been hot and cold sports day. You know, race car driving going on and all the other stuff here. There's nothing wrong with it either here. It is a collaboration of things you can watch other than. myself... look at things in a nice little angle here. And sometimes when I'm reading certain sports news and whatever it may be, you sometimes get the truth and then you get the false and you get very curious and want to find out really what's going on. And I read this article by Brian Windhorst of ESPN about the conditions of Derrick Rose not being traded to the Lakers or being given up to them. They say, you know, he said, the Pistons said that we appreciate you calling, but we're not trading him. Dwayne Casey like him. We think he's going to be very important for us next year. It's not even about what the Lakers offer. It wasn't enough. He's not available. That's what was said in the particular article. And then we move on to the Pistons, you know, getting Rose for a deal compared to what he's done this year for the Pistons as a beat a workhorse for them, looking somewhat halfway legit, even losing and scoring the majority of the points of running the team when many of the parts and the pieces were not available from the get-go. I'm talking about Blake Griffin, Reggie Jackson, Marcus Morris, I forget. One of them was on the team. One of the Morrises. just move on. Hey, you know, when was this team right to put up anything? I haven't talked about Luke Kennard. Okay, that's five already. And I can understand why Derrick Rose is on the bench from the beginning of the season. And yes, he has been very remarkable and immarkable as far as sometimes of the mistakes he makes in the game, but the pressure you put on one person to kind of run the show and have others to follow is a trip. And I did say, like I said, at the beginning of the year, the biggest key was going to be the bench. That bench has grown, leaps and bounds. Are they ready for talent every single night until the season end and try to be respectable? Hell no. There's too much confusion in that as well. Because Mr. Casey's not taking the best players and putting them on the floor at the same time. He has a collaboration of good young players out there who basically need to step up a little bit. And when they have, coming off on the off the bench as the second unit, they have done it a humongous job. and making or keeping the Pistons legit in some reaching distance to even be to watch a game. And it kicks me. Rose is going to get 7.6 or a good $7,600,000 next season, give or take, maybe $50,000. And that's going to be a deal for the Pistons if this particular Rose over there. Unless Rose said, hey, look, I don't want to be with you anymore, and could you kind of compliment me in a trade where I can go to another particular team? It says in this article here, but Rose has a very good bond with Art Tellem, general manager who's running the show. Absolutely, the Pistons refuse to trade him. And that is the rain deal. Rose is only 32 years old next year when the season starts. That's a pretty young age and pretty ripe age for someone to be mature. And Rose could be the magnet of getting these players to step it up a notch. So when the beginning of next year happens, they will be a very legit team, a very remarkable team as far as getting the crowd to come and see them and also winning games and getting into the playoffs. It's what you got to do if you want to get everybody's attention. So for that, you got to give the Pistons a good move. Now, again, it's all about the coaching and what direction this team is going to go to in order to have this team legit. You got injured players that right now are pimping the team and getting money. And for the life of me, and many fans say, why couldn't these players get themselves together during off-season? And then some. Kind of think of it. Think about it. You got nothing to do. Pistons are playing tonight in Sacramento, by the way. And the score in the fourth quarter, that is, Pistons are trailing by 10 points here. The Sacramento, 83-73. We're doing the show around about 8 o'clock or something here on Sunday night. And I just thought you'd be interested here. National Players Association, they having some big grieving concerns here when the NCAA step on the court to protect the athletes during the coronavirus here. In a statement from the NCPA, that's the college's Players Association there, or the National College Players Association. They called on the NCAA to protect the college players from the virus, even mentioning playing March Madness game in an empty arena if a possible preventive measure. That's going to sting. A full statement that read, in the wake of the emerging coronavirus pandemic, the NCAA and its colleges should take precautions to protect the college athletes. They should also make public which actions will be taken and when. Precaution should include canceling all auxiliary events that put players in contact with crowds, such as meets and greets and press events. The athletic program should also take precaution of possible measures to sanitize buses, airplanes, and use transport players. I mean, clean out all the cabs or whatever may be here, too. That's what he's talking about. March Madness is on the way in about a couple weeks. Give or take. The ladies, they start their thing. I do believe this upcoming Saturday. I think they're a week ahead, if I'm right. They'll start their March for Madness. ESPN has, let's see, they're working out some problems here for Monday Night Football upcoming this year here. Well, as you know, ESPN's roving football coverage has not been where they maybe planned it, as far as the stable announcers and all that. I'm at it, you know. And not that zing team that will rev you over. They did. But again, Gruden, he's gone. And think about it, boys and girls. However, you know, and also they thought that Tony Romo, who was a free agent with CBS this year, who ended up signing back with them. Kind of messed up that plan, too. They sure enough was hawking them. And Monday Night Football, they're kind of thinking of people like Peyton Manning, who told them no last year and probably will tell them no this year. He has a very good relationship with ESPN, doing his series Peyton Plays on ESPN Plus there. And if he's declining there, they're talking about a lot of money he will be throwing out the door here. We're talking about a good amount. More than $15 million per this semester. I don't know. I don't know if ESPN has another thing. Right now, Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland served as their analyst. Booger McFarland, the analyst, and Tessitore, they had the play-by-play. Year before that, you know, McFarland was roaming the sidelines with a rolling chair, okay? You know, go up and down the sideline and do a sideline reporting there. Now, that's when Tessitore had Jayton Witten in the booth with ESPN. Of course, as you know, Jason Witten, right after that one season, quit and went back to the Dallas Cowboys. And they have not lived happily ever after. Oh, boy. Let's move on. Hey, you know, the Las Vegas Raiders, that's going to be hard to think about when it comes down to you. You used to say in Oakland. The Las Vegas Raiders. They had this in front page of the news today here in Oakland here, how the Raiders made some money. They made a total of $191 million on some property that they only paid in total, and I'll give you the exact amount in a minute here, $6 million. They sold the property just recently there and then bought another piece of property, okay, that is $8.25 million. So it's not that they don't have a place to stay. And this is their practice facility that starting this year they'll be doing exclusively in Las Vegas there. So. But they have already officially moved, so they're going to be the Las Vegas Raiders. They'll be playing somewhere this year. If that new stadium ain't ready, they'll be playing somewhere this year in Las Vegas. I'm just saying. By the way, Detroit Lions news there. Kelly Stafford is pregnant with their fourth child. They don't know if it's a girl or a boy. They're going to wait and see and be surprised. And as much stuff as Kelly Stafford has been through, I will let her have her way. Congratulations to both of them. And then Matthew, who's been in the charts of news, give and take there about the trade and who wanted to be traded. And then Stafford came out and said, I never said that. And a lot of drama in Detroit when it comes down to reporting to sports. You don't know what's true or false, and you got to kind of take a step back. And, you know, as unstable the Lions have been, you really don't know what's coming out there, Cam. We know one thing for sure, they've been a losing team. And for them to have so much talent and then do what they're doing, it's just totally disgusting. And they have made changes in the coaching staff, and hopefully they'll do better in developing players or having players there who want to be here and want to play some football. And they do some terrific coaching to get those players ready and motivated to come every Sunday and do their very best without screwing up the doggone place and sending people home crying after spending a long day tailgating and having other funds. Shame on them. And, you know, only 6 days from Tyson Fury fight from his seven-round rear-end kicking of Deontay Wilder, he's exercised his rematch clause. So for the third time, those two will meet, and it's been promised they'll be meeting later on this year. Around about November, December, during Christmas stuff. Holiday season, boys and girls. Hoping it ain't Halloween. I tell you. Give them a break on that there. Fury, this has been confirmed by Yahoo Sports. President Todd DeBuff of Top-Rate Boxing kind of confirmed it to that particular news source there. And, you know, it's going to be Wild and Willie on that one here. Speaking of Wild and Willie, you know, I haven't used my time, but I'm going to use my time very luxuriously on this Sunday night here. AEW had Revolution going on in Chicago. And I'll be doggone, I'm going to mention what went on in that particular ordeal. By the way, I grade that particular ensemble a B+. They had a lot of good matches and a lot of good stunts, and, you know, give you the recap of this damn going thing here. John Motley, now he wins the title. Yep. Over Chris Jericho. He took care of business. And although Chris Jericho's boys was in there so many times interfering, pulling off the man's mask, his eye patch, couldn't figure out it wasn't as bad as it looked or what they were claiming. But that's okay. It was a wicked match there. Kenny Omega and Adam Page, they successfully defended their tag team titles against the Young Bucks. That was a doggone good match, too. Orange Cassidy and a losing effort against Pac. Pac, we knew Pac was going to win, but Orange Cassidy showed some amazing feats in the ring here that, you know, was worth you seeing paying your money. And Jack Hager and Dustin Rhodes got together in a sub-submission fight there. It was just one of them bar fights that you can kind of hang your hat on. And, of course, MJF defeated Cody. Then went down the line, somebody cheated, and Cody took the rear end of it. After, you know, getting hit with lashes and have to fight his buddy in a cage, kiss the guy's ring. Oh, boy. You know, hey, they got that on. I can't wait for the next one, huh? By the way, not to leave off the WWE, Friday Night SmackDown, they were the big-time winners in evening primetime on Friday. Or beat all everybody, NBC, CBS, Do-Re-Mi, CW, you name it, they whipped them. They had a old 0.8 rating there, and that was huge. Huge for Friday. And a lot of it had to do with them announcing or pre-announcing in some of the magazines or on their website, or you get email from them that Goldberg was going to be in the house. Not saying that Goldberg had won the Universal Championship the day before in Saudi Arabia or Dubai. Then Roman Reigns is going to take him on at WrestleMania. So that's all been straightened out for you, boys and girls. You ain't got to worry about that anymore. Detroit Tigers played today. They win against the New York Yankees with unrecognizable players that we know down the roster, but we don't recognize it. So we'll talk about them probably, maybe, in the middle when they start cutting. Detroit 10, Yankees 4. Okay. And some XFL finals there for you here. L.A. 14, New York 17. St. Louis 23, Seattle 16. That was like yesterday. Today, Houston and Dallas got together. Houston beat them 27-20. And going on right now in the third quarter, I do believe, we had Tampa Bay 13-0. They're playing D.C. at Tampa Bay. It's all kind of rub your feathers on that one there. With that saying, with 2 minutes and 44 seconds left, Pistons are still trailing by 10. What a sad result there. I tried. They're going to lose again and then come home and want you to come. Hopefully, maybe you have some tickets for a nickel or something, $5. University of Michigan, by the way, they played Ohio State. And although I had started off after halftime very well in the game, Ohio State came in there and whipped that and whipped the stank out of them, 77-63. Final. I'm not lying. So this is about the last week, by the way, for a lot of teams playing, okay? And seniors, of course, get their due playing in their venue for the last time before the tournaments come, and that'll be starting this week, and next week they'll be ending, and they'll have the big old to-do on Sunday, I guess, or the March Madness thing here, tell where everybody's going to be at. And things are just moving up here. Right behind that will be baseball in the cold. Can't you believe it? I can't. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm letting it go. But your sports is a presentation of my darling's production. It's Sunday. Hey, check Butcher on Sports on Facebook here, okay? Give Butcher on Sports a like on Facebook. Get there. Don't be square. Hey, and also, check me out at Podomatic.com. You can type in SimpleButchToO.podomatic.com. Take you right to the page and get ready. Some great podcast adventure like we're going through right now. Hey, and also the Game Sports Show, which, by the way, yours truly will be on tomorrow at 6:40 until whatever time it's time to go, and which will be 8 o'clock. Now, it comes on from 6 to 8. Hey, check it on out. Hopefully, we can get some things together, and I know one of the things in Southeast Michigan, and been able to hear the game. But you can go on their website, thegamesportsshow.com, and get that. And also put your sports there as well. So, hey, tomorrow night. Hey, check everybody out. Check yourself. Have a good week. And we'll deal with this on Wednesday, boys and girls.